Did you think we'd be talking about deflation in 2022? Well, that's the buzzword today. So in today's video, you're going to learn why deflation is Wall Street's buzzword right now and how that could be maybe the turning point in housing. So that's what we're going to talk about next. So in today's agenda, we have basically nothing on the economic calendar, but starting tomorrow, we're going to start getting some major components in the inflationary front. We see the PPI, which is the producer price index, inflation at the producer level. And then on Thursday, we get the core CPI or the CPI, which is consumer price index, the inflation level at the consumer level. But that's inflation. What in the world is deflation that everybody's talking about? Well, let's get over to here to figure out what the definition of deflation is. Well, economists fear deflation because falling prices lead to lower consumer spending, which is a major component of the economic growth. Companies respond to falling prices by slowing down their production, which leads to layoffs and salary cuts. Okay, so the key lining or the silver lining in today's economy is jobs, because the Federal Reserve keeps saying, well, we can continue to raise rates higher and higher and higher because the job market is good. Well, if we hit a deflationary period, you're going to have job losses and salary cuts. So that's what we're going to talk about right now. So Kathy Woods just sent a letter to the Federal Reserve saying, hey guys, you need to stop doing this. At least give it time to work. So the Federal Reserve has raised rates astronomically this year, unprecedented levels, but they're not giving things time to work. What she's saying is all the indicators that the Federal Reserve monitors, they're lagging indicators. Well, forward indicators or leading indicators such as commodities and other things are dramatically coming down. And she writes in her note, she gives us some ideas on where those numbers look like. So we go down through here and she's saying, well, if you really look at the commodities numbers that are the leading indicators, here's what the numbers look like. For example, she said lumber prices have fallen 74% from their peak, 74%. While chip prices have shed 46%, iron ore is down 45%. Similar, she says, used cars have fallen 13.5%. So we have all kind of things really dramatically coming down. Look at lumber alone. Lumber alone is the number one component in housing, building of housing. And if it's down 74%, prices are dramatically coming down. Well, let's really dissect what the Federal Reserve's doing and why they're doing what they're doing. Well, they have two mandates. They were created for two purposes and two purposes only, really. And it's right here, to keep inflation low and make sure we're at maximum employment when it comes to the jobs. Well, they're trying to really curtail inflation right now by raising rates and raising rates and raising rates. But what they're losing sight on is the jobs market right now. They're starting to ease and there's starting to be cracks in that foundation. But not only is this affecting the US, we see the International Monetary Fund coming out right now saying that they're expecting their GDP to be cut, worldwide GDP to be cut from 6% to 3.2. That's represented right here. IMF cuts global forecast for the next year, warns the worst is yet to come. So again, think of this. The housing market right now, we think is in a bad situation. Prices are high, but people have jobs. People have incomes. But what happened in 2008? Well, there was shoddy underwriting. There was bad loans, payment option arms. But what you guys don't understand is, I mean, I have a video coming out in the next couple of days, is how Wall Street played a role in all that too. They created CDOs, derivatives, and a whole bunch of other things that you're gonna learn in the next 48 hours from yours truly. But that is a huge concern. But that's what's happening right now. The Federal Reserve is raising rates. They need to start looking at leading indicators instead of lagging indicators because they're taking us down a path that has nothing but a brick wall in front of us. So that's my biggest concerns right now, is that the jobs market, really, they take the steam out of that. People start losing their jobs, getting price or wage cuts. And then we could have a major problem with housing. So the main reason why you're here, though, is what's going on with mortgage rates. Well, we see mortgage rates continue to climb, and they've surpassed the 7% mark, as you're going to see right here. We are now at 7 1/8, 52-week high and low. The 52-week low is 3, and now we're at 7. We're going to probably be 7 1/4 here shortly. How do I know that? Well, I'm going to show you that in a second. But what you're seeing on your screen right now is the top 6 mortgage products that people use when they're purchasing a house, refinancing, doing any kind of mortgages. Here's the top 6 products that they use. These are not my rates. These are the national averages published by Mortgage News Daily. These are the top 6 products. So what I can tell you, though, today, During the rest of the day, we're going to see rates going up. The reason being is my crystal ball, which is right here, is telling me the mortgage-backed securities markets is down. So all you need to know from this page is when we look at the MBS market, the mortgage-backed securities market, all we have to worry about is what the price of that bond is doing, and that price is right on your screen. Make it as simple as I can. If this number is negative, going down, that means your rate is going to go up. The bigger the down, the bigger the up. You're going to probably see on this an equation of probably 0.05 added to rates. So you can see rates probably going to come in today at 7.18 or 7.2, getting closer to 7.25 at all times. So we have a new system coming out for those out there that have gotten mortgage quotes. If you didn't get a mortgage quote from us yet, we'd ask you to do so. Why? We could probably save you on your interest rate, and we can probably save you on your fees. How do we do that? Well, I'm a national or federally chartered mortgage advisor. What that means to you guys is I can help you anywhere in the whole country. I'm set up with almost 100 different lenders. They're the country's largest lenders, okay? So what we can do is if you got a mortgage loan quote, what we call the loan estimate, please send it to me. I'm adding to our homepage right here. You're going to see our website right here. We're going to add a tab to this shortly, and it's going to be right in the middle of your screen right here. We're going to be able to click that and upload your loan estimate to that. What we're going to do is we're going to scan your loan over 100 different lenders throughout the whole country to see if we can get you a better rate and lower fees. But in the meantime, if you'd like to check out and see what your rate would be with us, all you have to do is reach out to us. The best way to find out more about me and my team is pretty easy. Just go to therateupdate.com and all the information's here. You can give us a call, that information's right here. You can book a meeting, that's right behind our head, so you click that. You're gonna be able to choose, do you want a phone call or do you want a Zoom? We'd be more than happy to do either way. We're gonna do a one-on-one consultation with you so you can figure out what mortgage products is right for you, and we're gonna educate you on that whole process. So that is my report for today. Don't forget, if you like podcasts, whoever you use for your favorite podcast, just go in there and search Dan Frio or the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. You're going to find me truly. You're going to find over 1,000 podcasts there. Hope you'll find that informative as well as you do my YouTube channel. So thanks for watching. If you like my channel and find value in the content, please don't forget to give me a thumbs up. Subscribe down below. Hit the bell every time I post a video. You get alerted. Take care, guys, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.